Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on striving. Striving against one's nafs. Striving against shaitan. And striving against the physical enemy. These are the three types of mujahada that a person should be making. Not that a person is only concerned about those things that he can see, but even his nafs which he cannot see, and even with shaitan which he cannot see, a person is aware and continuously striving till the best of his ability to strive against shaitan and nafs also together with the physical enemy. Today's hadith عن ابن مسعود رضي الله عنه قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الجنة أقرب إلى أحدكم من شراك نعله والنار مثل ذلك. حضرت عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said that Jannah is closer to you than your sandal steps. Normally we translate it as sandal steps, or sometimes it's translated as shoelace, but here Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم is explaining shiraki na'alihi, na'ali sandals. So better word to say will be step, not just shoelace, but sandals, sandal steps. And that Jahannam is just the same. So what is meant by this? That Jannat is closer to you than your sandal steps, and Jahannam also is so close to you. What is meant by this? Ulama give three explanations. The first one is that just as sandal steps are regarded as something trivial, similarly good deeds or bad deeds that we regard as trivial, they may be the means of us going to Jannah. Sometimes we regard these things as trivial. Some good deed we regard as trivial. It may be a means of us going to Jannah. And some bad deed we regarding as trivial may be a means of us going to Jahannam. And this is corroborated by another hadith where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ الْعَبْدَ لَيَتَكَلَّمُ بِالْكَلِمَةِ مِنْ رِضْوَانِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى مَا يُلْقَى لَهَا بَالًا يَرْفَعُ اللَّهُ بِهَا دَرَجَاتٍ وَإِنَّ الْعَبْدَ لَيَتَكَلَّمُ بِالْكَلِمَةِ مِنْ سَخَطِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى لَا يُلْقَى لَهَا بَالًا يَهْوِي بِهَا فِي جَهَنَّمْ. The slave of Allah Ta'ala, he may make a statement which pleases Allah Ta'ala without him realizing it. He says something, a small word. That word may be some kind word, some good word, some word that pleases Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. He doesn't pay much attention to it. In other words, he considers it trivial. But this may be a means of Allah Ta'ala raising his ranks. And on another hand, you'll get a slave of Allah Ta'ala. He might say something which angers Allah Ta'ala without him realizing it, and on account of which he falls into Jahannam. Therefore, ulama tell us that this tongue is something we must be very, very careful. A person can say something with this tongue, it pleases Allah. Allah Ta'ala uses this as a means to put this person into Jannah. And that same tongue, he uses it to displease Allah Ta'ala. He says some statement of kufr, he doesn't even realize it. Sometimes the person says, why me? What did I do wrong? What did I ever do wrong? What did this person ever do wrong? Sometimes he says statement is dangerous. In other words, person is not happy with the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes the person may make even statements of kufr, not even thinking anything about it. This is something that angers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala such that Allah ta'ala gets displeased and then puts him into Jahannam. So the first explanation is why it's Jannat and Jahannam is described to be closer than a person's sandal steps is because of this, that it may be saying something trivial. Or you look at a shoelace, if it is a shoe, look at a shoelace, something that is very trivial. We don't even give it any regard. So in this case, when you don't give it any regard, so it's seen as something trivial. First explanation. Second explanation, so the first explanation is trivial, the person has to be careful of his tongue also. Sometimes he regards it as trivial, and the hadith teaches us it can be a means of him going into Jannah and Jahannam. Second explanation ulama give is that it is very easy to tie the sandal strap. It is very, very easy. A person got a sandal, now to put the strap on, or he's got a shoe, now to put the shoelace on, how hard it is. Very easy. Even a child knows how to put the shoelace. Even a child knows how to put that strap of that sandal on. It's not a hard thing. It's very easy. So as simple as putting a sandal strap, it can be doing good actions that can get a person to go to Jannah. And as simple as doing a bad action, as a person can get it, be a means of a person going to Jahannam. According to Allama Ibn al-Jawzi, Rahmatul Alayh, the hadith means that attaining Jannah, paradise, is easy provided one corrects his niyat. Corrects his niyat, and the second thing that he does is he does the correct actions, those actions that obey Allah Ta'ala. How easy it is? Just correct the niyat and then do that action that obeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As simple as that, a person can get his jannat. And a person can have a wrong niyat, and a person can disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very easily, can be a means of going to Jahannam. So the first we said was that it's something that we regard as trivial, that action, but yet it holds so much of weight. The second thing is as easy as tying the shoelace, or as easy as putting the strap, that's as easy as it becomes for a person to get Jannat. And the thirdly thing, it could be that a person, just as a person's sandal strap or his shoelace is close to his body, those actions that please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that get a person to Jannat, can be very, very close. Those actions doesn't mean that he's very far. Those actions are very close. All it means is this person doing those actions that are easy to get, and it can please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And similarly, those gunas that are there, that are very close, that are easy to obtain, because of him being foolish, he can get the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala make it easy. Give us tawfiq. This hadith is such a simple hadith, but it has such deep meaning. That don't regard any action as trivial. If it's a good deed, appreciate it and be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do it. Don't regard any guna as trivial. We don't know that guna can be a means of us going to Jahannam. Secondly, those actions to get Jannat are very near. Like a shoelace, it's near, it's not far. You don't have to take a plane and go for Umrah, and you don't have to go so far away to do good deeds. Those good deeds are very near, like that shoelace or that sandal strap. It's very near. It's easy to do good deeds. Take advantage and do good deeds. And the third thing is, like how it is very easy to do good deeds, or very easy to tie the shoelace or sandal strap, like that Allah Ta'ala made it very easy for us. Just check our niyat and just see that we are complying with the way that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would like us to do that, and the person automatically is as close to Jannat as easy as that can be. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.